as she walked down the numerous corridors to the headmistress's office. The past few years had been difficult for Lady Novella. After having been a pupil at the Chelford School for Young Ladies, she had stayed on as a tutor after her father, the Earl of Crownley, had died. Her mother had said that it was for the best that Novella remained at school until such time as the Earl's complicated estate had been settled. Novella was only a child, and a girl at that, and so her inheritance, in law, was definitely not automatic. It was with utter relief that she had received the news that her father had left a watertight will naming her and the Countess as joint beneficiaries. But that was 18 months ago, so why, wondered Novella, was Mrs. Palmer summoning her to her office? The occasion reminded her so much of the day when she had imparted the dreadful news of her father's sudden death, and Novella hoped fervently that she was not about to tell her that her mother had passed away too. So it was with a shaking hand that she knocked on the oak door of Mrs. Palmer's office. After a long moment, she bade her enter. "Oh, Novella, thank you for coming so promptly." She paused and took out a pair of eyeglasses that she immediately placed on her nose. "I have received a letter from your mother." "Not bad news, I trust?" asked Novella, her heart in her mouth. "For you, perhaps not, but for Chelford School, it is not the best of news." "I'm afraid I do not understand." "Your mother asks that you be relieved of your duties at Chelford School in order to return to Crownley Hall." "Does she say why in the letter that it is now the right time for me to return home?" asked Novella. "I'm afraid there is no further information in her letter," replied Mrs. Palmer, taking off her glasses. "But I am certain that you will be happy to be home once more. Novella, it has been a pleasure to have you at Chelford School, but I always knew that your employment here was not going to be for ever. The girls will be sorry to lose you. You are popular as well as attractive, and I would like to thank you for your singular dedication to their education. I have made up your salary to the end of the month, but you are free to leave right away should you so choose."
But the girls,"
stammered Novella, completely overwhelmed by this latest turn of events.
"I should like to say my goodbyes to them."
"In that case," announced Mrs. Palmer, standing up, "I would suggest that we make arrangements for you to leave tomorrow after assembly. That will give ample opportunity for you to take your last class this afternoon and to pack up your belongings." The tall woman moved towards Novella, and in an uncharacteristic gesture, threw her arms around the young girl and embraced her. "You have had a difficult start to your adult life, Novella," she said, releasing her. "But you have shown an admirable strength of character that I am certain will aid you in the outside world. Make no mistake, my dear, living in a sophisticated world shields one from some of life's more unpleasant elements. But I am in no doubt that whatever you choose to do from here on in, you will make a success of it." By now Novella was crying. She felt immensely sad at leaving the school. It had provided her with a place of retreat after her father had died, as well as invaluable companionship. Wiping her eyes, Novella left Mrs. Palmer's office. As she retraced her steps along those corridors, she could scarcely believe that so soon she would be leaving them behind forever. Back in her room, she sat down at her desk and wrote a letter to her mother, informing her that she would be leaving Chelford School just before noon, and expected that she would arrive at Crownley Hall late that evening. She wrote, "Dearest Mama, please be sure to ask Wargrave to have the carriage meet me at the station. I cannot wait to see you all again. I have missed my horse Salamander more than I can say, and the first thing I shall do upon my return, after kissing you, is to visit him." "I do hope that Sally is still at the Hall," thought Novella, as she began to pack her belongings, "and Harry and Gerald." She thought of all the other staff at Crownley Hall, who had served her since she was small. Sally was her personal maid, and although Novella had been too young for a lady's maid as such, she viewed Sally as being as good as one. She often gave Sally little presents of clothes that she had outgrown or no longer wanted. "I shall miss everyone so much, but the time has come for me to go out into the world. Mrs. Palmer is right. I am young and should not be spending my days locked up in a girls' school." Novella was thinking of love and marriage. Although she had not been in the least bit interested in either since her father had died, she was aware that time was marching.